scientific inventions and discoveries. I was reading about a problem plaguing creators of images. Apparently, artificial intelligence programs are using their material without permission. It looks like there could be a solution for their problem in the form of software which sabotages the images and changes them. I don't know how exactly it works, but reports on it say it is very efficient. Scientists have been finding out many new things. One surprise is Mars is not what it seems. What I mean by that is it is not entirely dead. Recently it was found that around the core of the planet is a layer of molten rock. I am sure this surprised everyone. It is believed this information could lead to more insight on how Mars was formed and what happened to it. Another scientific discovery has to do with the Antarctic. Under the ice they found a mysterious landscape where time is standing still. The area is said to be larger than the country of Belgium. It is believed this area has not changed in an incredible 34 million years, which is unusual even for the Antarctic. We are talking about an area which is about 190 miles below the ice sheet. It is said this area under the ice once had an environment like South America with forests and wildlife. It will be amazing if they ever can get down to this area and see if anything has been preserved from that period. A 14-year-old boy who was born in Ethiopia, but now lives in the United States, has been named America's top young scientist and awarded a $25,000 prize for an invention he developed. He said he knew that skin cancer was a big problem for people, especially those who lived in Ethiopia, because it is a poor country and people can't afford treatments for it. He wanted to do something about it and help develop a cancer-fighting soap which only costs 50 cents to make. It turns out the soap turns the cell's ability to fight cancer back on. Scientists are ecstatic about the fact a scroll which was found from the eruption of Mount Vesuvius and carbonized has finally revealed the first word on it. The scroll was found in Herculaneum in the 1700s and has been tempting scientists ever since. Scientists have created the Vesuvius Challenge. The challenge will pay up to $700,000 to anyone who can figure out how to read the entire scroll. Prizes were awarded for reading the first word. By the way, I am sure you would like to know what that word was. It was porphyrus, which can mean purple or purple dye. Scientists in Peru have managed to construct the face of a mummy known as Juanita, or the Inca Ice Maiden. Unfortunately for the girl, it seems she was the victim of a sacrifice about 500 years ago. The scientists managed to create a silicon bust of the girl. Peruvian and Polish scientists worked with a specialist in facial reconstruction from Sweden. This was a true international project. The drought in Brazil was responsible for the next scientific find. Because of the drought, parts of the Negro River were exposed and this revealed a large carved stone. It is believed the stone carvings are about 2,000 years old. The stone has different carved faces on it which seem to depict different emotions. Scientists have made another discovery which could make things a lot better on this planet. Plastics are supposed to be sorted and individual solvents are used to break them down depending on the type of plastic. This is often labor-intensive and people just don't have the training to know the different plastics, so 90% of plastics land up in a landfill. Hopefully this will change soon, because scientists have discovered how to create one solvent which will break down all plastics without having to sort them. This could alleviate the plastic problem in our environment. Scientists and engineers at NASA have come up with a 3D printed rocket nozzle. It is made of aluminium, making it lighter than conventional nozzles, making heavier loads possible. To do this, they had to create a type of aluminium which is both weldable and heat resistant. A team of scientists has developed a nano engine made from DNA. The tiny engine pulsates and can be used as a sort of pump. The idea is to use it as a power source for more nanomachines. Scientists have discovered a way to deflect laser light, using air. It can deflect a laser beam and yet the beam retains all its properties. Sound waves are used to modulate the air. This makes me wonder if lasers will become useless as weapons. It seems to me it will be only a short step to equip weapons with this technology. It was also found diffraction can also be used. The oldest genetic data was retrieved from a hominin fossil. The DNA is from 2 million years ago. This was called a groundbreaking discovery. The hominin was said to be from a human species known as Paranthropus robustus. This discovery is said to provide insight in our genetic history. The discovery of the fossils were made several tens of miles from Johannesburg in South Africa at the Swartkrans Cave. A discovery has been made in Spain of an ancient structure which some believe will be far larger than Stonehenge. Scientists were surprised when they found a large number of standing stones. The stones were found in Huelva province, near the Guadiana River in the southernmost part of the Spain-Portugal border. It turns out to be one of the largest megalith complexes ever discovered in Europe. It was found because an application was made to create an avocado farm and the law required an archaeological survey be made. A very unusual and unsuspected find was made, and it was a new kind of cell. The cell is necessary for brain function. I am amazed we are just discovering this now. It has shaken up the field of neuroscience. The cell is said to be needed for memory, control of movement and control epileptic seizures. The cell was found hidden in neuron and glial cells. A new engine was developed which can run on hydrogen and has 8 liter capacity. A joint research team from Korea developed it. It is called the direct injection hydrogen engine. It is said to produce zero carbon emissions and conceivably give electric cars stiff competition. This engine resolves the issues with the problems hydrogen engines were exhibiting, such as backfire.